I'm Pierre Lumumba. We are here at the Aberdares National Reserve in Nyeri County in the Republic of Kenya in the mother continent of Africa. And today we discuss a topic that is significant, the scramble for Africa. Many of us who are students of history will remember as early as AD 77. The Roman orator Plinius, or Pliny the Elder, said, "Out of Africa, something new always comes." And in those early days, Pliny the Elder was talking about Africa as the home of resources. The Roman world then had interaction with what is now known as the Maghreb, which was populated by people of African origin. It was to take many years before the European traders got interested in Africa. And they got interested in Africa as early as the 13th, 14th, and 15th century, when the Portuguese and the Spaniards wanted to find out what it is that was in Asia. So that the early explorations of individuals such as Vasco da Gama was targeted towards looking for the shortest route to India. And when Vasco da Gama and indeed early explorers are going through the coasts of West Africa, they begin to make wonderful discoveries. If it is not the beautiful places in the Gambia and in Senegal, they were astounded when they got to what is present-day Ghana, which they named Gold Coast because of the abundance of gold at that time. And as the Europeans were doing this, it must also be remembered that the Arabs were also active on the eastern part of Africa, and by some accounts, even the Chinese had started getting into the continent of Africa, and that is how you account for the presence of Chinese in the island of Malagasy. And this scramble continued apace as a way of controlling the resources of Africa. You have to look at it as the quest for the Europeans to finance their industrialization at that time. So that when the Belgians, through King Leopold of the Belgians, are seizing Congo, they are doing so because they want rubber. They are doing so because they want gold. They are doing so because they want silver. And what they are doing is to build the streets of Brussels, the streets of Ghent. The French are doing it to build Marseille and France. London is doing it to build London and Manchester. They are taking away agricultural produce, whether it is cocoa or coffee or it is tea. This was the scramble for Africa in those early days. And the history of it is known to us. It ultimately gave birth to the struggle for independence, and even before independence, the resistance, the Hehe Rebellion, the Maji Rebellion, the Mau Mau Rebellion, the Zulu Wars, and the rebellions in West Africa. All these rebellions were resisting this scramble for Africa. But Africa in the 1950s, to be more specific, started to regain independence. But of course, we are aware that a little earlier in 1922, Egypt had regained independence. We are equally aware that Sudan had regained independence in 1956. But the real drive for independence is in the 1950s, culminating in the independence of Ghana in 1957, where Kwame Nkrumah says the independence of Ghana means nothing if the rest of Africa is not independent. We thought then that the scramble for Africa had ended, but we now know better. And one could have seen the early vestiges of the colonial project. The 1940s pact of the retention of colonialism in French colonies. the resistance of the Portuguese against African independence until the Carnation Revolution in Lisbon, the creation of the Commonwealth of Independent Nations. All these were pointing to one fact, that we had colonizers that were reluctant to leave. And when, therefore, independence is regained, another thing happens in the world. The emergence of the United States of America as a major power in 1945, and of course the Soviet Union at that time. And we begin to see, as we now look at the world, the new hegemons who are still looking at Africa as a source of resources. And this is what brings us to what I call the new scramble for Africa. The new scramble for Africa is tied to the neocolonial project, that African countries have a flag independence, complete with black leaders, complete with national anthems, complete with structures that were inherited from the colonizers, but they are not independent. An African called C.O. Makami has written a book, Dependent Independence. And the Nigerian Adekeyo Adebajo has written a book, The Curse of Berlin, which he talks about the false independence in Africa. What do we see now? We see countries engaging Africa in a very unique way. We see the United States of America, which considers itself the hegemon in the world, summoning African leaders to Washington, telling African leaders to do through the IMF and the World Bank, entering into negotiations for their resources. There is a scramble for Africa. We see the Chinese, in a very subtle and non-threatening way, present in Africa through infrastructural development, subtle, engaging the continent of Africa in a unique way. We see Turkey engaging with Africans. If they are not in Somalia, they are present in Libya. If they are not present in Libya, they are present in Kenya. The Turks are here with us. We see the Emiratis with us. We see the Japanese with us. We see the Germans with us. We see our old friends from Russia with us. Everybody is with us. They are with us because Africa, as Pliny the Elder rightly said, something new is always coming out of Africa. And the reason why it is important to interrogate this is because this scramble has many nuances. There are those who want to engage with Africa in a manner that is mutually beneficial. Yet there are those who want to engage with Africa in a manner that is parasitic and controlling. When we talk about the new scramble for Africa, the question that comes to mind is, scramble for what? We are the old scramble, but we are scrambling for the continent of Africa in the 21st century. And they are old and new players. What is their target? Let us look at each of the players. We must remember in that regard the geopolitics that now dictates the affairs of the world. Why are the Americans here? They are here because we live in a world that, in their view, is hostile. The Americans are here because they want to control. They want a new sphere of influence. And that is why they have their bases. That is why they are looking for their spheres of influence, have their bases in Diego Garcia. That's why they want their bases in Somalia. That's why they want to be present in Botswana. That is why they want to be present in the Atlantic Ocean, because of geopolitics and because, in their definition, there is a new threat in the world which affects America's dominance. The Russians are there, they must be controlled and checkmated. The Chinese are there, they must be controlled and checkmated. So we must look at the military posturing in that regard. The British are also recognizing, of course, they recognize that the colonial project is not what it is now. So military projection is one of the reasons why there is a scramble for Africa to retain spheres of influence. But in addition to that, there is a scramble for other things. There is a scramble for minerals, uranium, cobalt, lithium. As we move into the era of artificial intelligence, Africa is once again the home of the resources that you need to power all these. And when you see countries showing their interest in Zimbabwe, showing their interest in the Lobito Corridor in Angola, showing their interest in the Road and Belt Initiative and their interest in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or in Burkina Faso or Niger, is because we are looking for uranium. It is because we are looking for cobalt. It is because we are looking for rare earth. So it would appear to me that natural resources remains a constant factor in the new scramble for Africa. But we are also looking for other things other than that. We are also looking at the scramble because of labor. Once again, and this is very curious, that it started with labor, which was classical slavery. But it is coming back to labor again. Coming back to labor because the young African population is being spirited to Saudi Arabia, being spirited to the Emiratis, being spirited to Germans, being spirited to different parts of the world in the health sector. And this is perhaps how I have always understood the green card. The green card is not because people love you, but periodically you look at the labor you want and the blue card in the European Union. So the scramble is in that phase. And that is why new players are also important. You know, when you visit Dubai, they have a safari park. They have imported animals all from the continent of Africa so that you have a park which is created and you don't, in their mind, have to come to Africa. There is this new scramble. And you look at it even in terms of the peace initiatives that are taking place. Why is it that Qatar has become so important now in peace initiatives in the continent of Africa? Because they want to position themselves. I also know that the new scramble is about food production. There are many countries that are now hiring farms in the continent of Africa for purposes of production of food, so that Africa is also being seen as a market. When you are talking about a population of 1.4 billion, if you convert that into a market which buys your products, then you are doing good business. And this essentially is why Africa is becoming very attractive. When I look at some of the products in Africa and I see where they are produced, it tells me that the new scramble is defined by military reasons. It is defined by science. It is defined by climate change. It is defined by commerce. It is a scramble which is different, unique, but it is a scramble nevertheless. That is the state of Africa, but not her fate. Thank you very much. When we converse about the continent of Africa, the conversations never stop, but we will see you again when we engage in those conversations. Let us meet again about Africa.